Welcome to the Fine Sisterhood Podcast, Unspoken Truth, where we shine a light on the beautiful messiness of life. Hi, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. This is Maria and Teresa from the Fine Sisterhood team, and we're here today with Patty Negri, Hollywood's top psychic medium that specializes in psychic readings, seance, and more. Hi, Patty. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on. Beautiful studio, by the way.
Thank you. So today we want to talk about one of the most interesting and taboo topics that we see in the app and in general, which is psychics. First of all, Patty, tell us, how did you become a medium? Or you say call yourself a good witch. And how did that start it and how?
Okay, I actually knew there are different things. A psychic is somebody who kind of sees the future. A medium is somebody who talks to dead people. And by the word good witch, which just means I believe it could get into the philosophy of it, but you don't have to. I believe that we can take fate into our own hands and change it and move it. Almost the same thing like a shaman would or whatever. I just work with not manipulating anyone else. But I literally knew when I was like a toddler, 3 years old, that these imaginary friends little kids have just weren't all imaginary. They were real beings and spirits that I could talk to and communicate with and tell my mom things that was going to be the next day or that what dead grandpa said. Wow. And it wasn't scary. I thought everybody could do it. I just thought it was normal. And I had this obsession with the other side. And again, not in a morbid or scary way. I literally did my first seance when I was 7 or 8 in my little suburban Long Beach area home. Went into the hallway where there's no windows, closed all the doors.
What is a seance, by the way?
A seance is where you basically lift the veil and talk to the deceased.
Okay.
I do it kind of Victorian style, the old spiritualist style from the turn of the last century around a dining room table. And I work very elementally, again, same as shamans or Native Americans or Peruvians, where I put working with the strength of a tree and water and air and lift the veil so that everybody at the table, without having to be a medium, can see or sense or smell or feel. And I only invite in really good spirits. So if anybody who's seen me on ghost adventures, it won't be like that because we're not in a serial killer's home. We're not someplace crazy, you know, where I'm channeling, you know, a bad person who killed people. We're talking to your grandma, your deceased loved one, the kid who passed away in school. And it's really healing for the humans. The other side loves it because they get to be real time with us because I don't think they have time or space. And I've gotten everything from really practical information, like iPhone codes. This beautiful young guy passed away. He had an illness, leaving a lone child and his wife, and everything in his iPhone was locked. She didn't know the code. He literally gave me the code so she can get the photos and videos out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's practical. Great. You know, where's the lost will? Okay, it's in the 11th drawer on the side.
Wow. Do you actually see it or do you hear it?
How does it work? I have all the clairaudient, clairvoyant, clairsentient. Okay. I see them all. And I sometimes see with my eyes, oh, there's an outline of somebody. They were tall and thin. Or sometimes I see it on the inside, just like hearing. Sometimes you literally hear, I'm hearing a voice right now. They have an English accent. Or sometimes you just hear the words without the sound. Mine are just kind of all jumbled together. Okay. But it's something I believe everyone is born with. It just doesn't get developed in our Western culture. It's told it's your imagination, and then we just shut it down. But everybody can develop it, too. I think that 90% of the brain we don't use, there's some real magic there.
Wow.
I agree. My cousin, she can also see. She has the gift of seeing as well, so I experienced some of that in my life.
Good.
And so in Fine Sisterhood, in the app, we see a lot of posts from women asking if another women have tried going to a psychic before. And why do you think the psychic business is so doubted? And what is the biggest challenge as a psychic and a medium?
Okay, I want to tell you, the biggest challenge is because a large percent a large percent are scam artists. A large percent of that street corner psychic, $25, 25 cents, whatever, mm-hmm. let me read your palm or tell your future. Some of them are really gifted. Many of them are not. They're just reading you by your clothes, by what you're saying. And there's all these techniques called cold reading techniques. And they aren't really there to help you. They're there to get your money or to control you. So if anybody tries to do an upsell while you're there, it's like all of a sudden, you have a family curse, or you'll never find love, or there's a demon attached to you. None of it's true. Run, just get your stuff and walk out, because you don't. You don't. They're going to say, for this much money, they'll start out with, you know, $30 and $300, then $3,000. I've had somebody tell somebody that the psychic, that they had a love curse. They were happily married, with 9 months pregnant. There was no love curse. She'd already gotten $25,000. They were a well-off, educated family and wanted another $75,000. It's like, you have no curse. You know, for my little one-hour session, it's like, you know. So the biggest thing is, when you go to somebody, check them out. Literally, check them out on Yelp. Check them out. Because people will tell you, you'd be surprised. You go to somebody and they're going to say, they ripped me off. Okay. And as soon as somebody wants to use fear-based anything or controlling tactics, just leave. Just thank you, but no thank you.
Okay. Nice. That's very good.
Yes. Yeah. I'm president of the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums. The whole thing, that you have to go through testing process, integrity process, all sorts of things.
So coming back a little bit to the you being able to communicate with the other side. I remember seeing a post on Find Sisterhood once where a woman was saying that her kid was talking to someone in a corner. Mm-hmm. And that girl kept saying she's talking to her friend. So her daughter kept saying that she's talking to her friend, and her mom was really scared. And other mom also share that their kids, sometimes they see them talking to other people. Who do you think those people are that they talk to?
They're usually often they are like deceased grandparents they never met, and people who love them and are following them. And I do believe most of the time it is real. Dogs and cats see it too. If everybody notice that your little kitty is there, or your dog looking at nothing or barking at nothing, they're spirits. That world is very active. So, you know, it's rarely anything bad, you know, unless there's some really bad anger, dark stuff going on in the house. It's a nice thing.
I think you mentioned before that once we grew up, we kind of shut down that connection. Do you think kids are more open to it?
Completely, because they see more? Because they don't know. They see more because nobody's taught them that. We have the left reasoning, rational brain. We have the right, you know, creative, intuitive. That's the spiritual brain. That's where you're going to see the psychic things. If you're having a moment like, wow, I'm thinking about grandma right now, and I think she might be behind me. But as soon as you move it over to that logical brain, you shut it down. Okay. You just have to say, okay, I'm going to go with it. If you want to analyze and judge it, wait 3 hours and go, was that really grandma, or was that, you know, the bad pizza I had?
Definitely. Yeah. Wow, that's crazy. I know that you have thousands of readings. One thing that I'm interested in, which one was like the most like craziest reading that you have, or your favorite one in general?
I think a crazy rarely happens. Crazy in the way of good is those aha moments. Yeah, those like, because I'm about giving people new perceptions of things, points of view, and I'm all about empowering. Actually, my new book, which I brought you guys, is all about, because people give away their power. We give it away to other people. We give it away to fear. We give it away to anger. We give it away to drugs, alcohol, society. And about when people like, no, you have control over your happiness. You have control over how you choose to. You can't control the person next to you. You can't, but you can control how you react to them. And how you react to them is the 90% different. If somebody's being cranky and mean with you, and the person in the office is bad, or your spouse, it's not saying, you know, feed what they're doing, but your reaction will change how they are. It's just, that's that cause and effect, action and reaction. So seeing somebody's little light turn on and go, wow, I can make my life happier, better, more successful, whatever I want. It's, no one can do it but you, really.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's good. That is very true, actually. I try to live by those words on my daily life. Sometimes
good.
It's hard.
Yeah, nobody said it was easy, but...
But I'm getting there.
It's doable.
And so talking about attracting good energy, like with the way you communicate with people and in the way you interact with people, we know that you do house and off office cleaning mm-hmm. and blessings. Is there anything our listeners can do to keep their work and house free of negative energy?
Yes, and it's so good because we get stuck in things. Everything is energy. We know that. Seventh grade science. Nothing's solid. The chairs we're sitting on aren't solid. They're moving atoms. Energy is just the same. And all of a sudden, if you go and or you're all of a sudden your home has been. There's been arguing or illness or just held down, well, you need to clean it. It's just as real as having to dust the house. And it's really simple. Number one is intent. And I have really simple techniques you could find online or in my book, but whenever you're clearing something, go counterclockwise. Whatever, because that's the way the stars go. It's literally working with gravity and Earth's nature's movement. So clearing, go counterclockwise. So I would say, I'm going to clear my house, my apartment, my box, whatever you live. I'm going to go counterclockwise. I'm getting rid of illness, anger, sadness, doubt, fear, ghosts, spirits, whatever that is. Use a sage. I prefer Palo Santo because it gets rid of the bad and not the good. Ring bells, hit pans together. Just push it out. Push it out. Windows and doors, whether open or not, push it out. Mirrors, push it down the drain. And then you'll feel good. But don't stop there. Most people stop there and with whatever technique they use. Now go back and fill it back up. Go clockwise. Light a candle. Bring light into a room. Bring a sweet incense. Bring a nice little ringing bell or a chime. And decide who's allowed in your front door. Only people invited in, people with good intent, love for me and my family. What comes in that window? Fresh air, inspiration, happiness, health, happy children. What is the feeling you want in your living room? Fill it up. Go to the bedroom. What do you want in your bedroom? Great sex, great sleep, intimacy, your children's room, safety, comfort. And you will fill it right back up and there won't be room for the other stuff to get back.
One thing that I see a lot, and I have my friends back at home too, that they believe in like love blessings or mm-hmm. like things that they do that they go to like meetings a second to find love.
Yeah.
Is that something that you do and like what is it about and how does that work or how do they open up to receive love?
Love spells have to be really careful because again, the difference of a good witch or a white witch and a black witch are you manipulate other people. Mm-hmm. So even something with the best of intention, I want to fall in love. I can help you do that. Again, it's changing. I actually teach classes in that. Changing your perception. Are you open for love? Is there room in your home, your apartment for love? Is there room in your heart for love? So that has to go first, and the spell working can help with that. And then I could help bring, what do you want? Good sense of humor, wavy hair, all that. But so that's a good, legitimate love spell. But if you want a love spell on a certain person, I want Bob to fall in love with me or Betty. No matter how sweet that seems, we don't have Bob's permission or Betty's permission. I could probably make that person fall in love with you, and it would be horrible. If they weren't supposed to be that person, they'd be like obsession, but the stalker, the worst boyfriend or girlfriend you'd ever have. It just was horrible. And there's karmic pay because you forced Bob or Betty or whatever to do something against their will. I would never, ever do it for a gazillion dollars. Because people have come to me going, I did a love spell with somebody maybe, you know, less than integrity, and you got to get rid of it. I can't get rid of this guy. I can't get rid of anything. It's horrible. We hate each other, but we can't get away from each other. So, yeah, bring in love. Don't tell the universe or God who.
Okay. What is one of your favorite things of doing this and helping people with, like, people on the other side and stuff like that? What is, like, your major thing, like, you're most happy about or more, like, proud about?
I think, again, when you really see lives change, whether you're clearing their house or you do a session, or again, you've talked to a spirit to get the iPhone opened up so they can get the photos out, it's again giving people that slightly new point of view, slightly new perception that, number one, they're in more control than they perhaps taking, and that they can be happier and understand things better. We just don't take enough time for ourselves. So that, again, whether I'm talking to 3,000 people at a college or I'm sitting one-on-one in my dining room talking to, or, you know, doing things at a party or on television, you know, I do some really, really silly television stuff, but I'm getting to an audience that wouldn't get this information, like Bad Girls Club or, you know, Candidly Nicole, stuff that it's like, okay, yes, we're doing silly clearing of these funny girls who want to get in a fight, but people are seeing the real, oh, wow, I can do this. And even the girls, the little light bulb turn on going, wow, we don't have to fight like this, even though that's the gist of the show. Yeah, you don't, but you can on camera.
So So I'm curious to know what people ask of you the most. Is it love? Is it career? It's money? What are the most asks that you have?
I think number one, again, what everybody wants to know. Again, I'm kind of different than that kind of psychic, but I think number one is love. It's always love. It's always love, because that's what people want. Either they're in a relationship and it's not working great, or they're looking for a relationship, or they're worried about the relationship that they have, if what they're doing, or who's out there for them. Love is always number one, and money and career is always number two. You know, will I get that job? Am I going to be okay? And then health is number three.
Okay.
Always.
And then as a person, as Patty, how does it change for you as being a medium and having all these things? How did it change you with your, like, personal relationships and, like, I don't know, partners and everything? Did that ever, like, change you in a way? Or
I shut it down. I don't want to. I really do like to dance both sides. I don't want to be in the grocery store like a Long Island medium. I love her. She's great. But that is a TV show. People know she's there because there's a whole camera crew. You know, I don't want to walk into a grocery store and go, your mother wants to talk to you. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It's not my business. I don't even think that's ethical, reaching out to somebody without them. So I shut it down. I don't want to sit there reading my husband's mind. I will use my intuition going, he's not happy, he needs something, whatever. But I don't, again, I think it's unethical to do that. So I turn off, it's literally like a switch. I turn it on, I turn it off, whether it's mediumship or my psychic skills. You know, I want to discover life every day too. I like living in the moment. Because it's pretty great.
Can you read your own self?
No. Absolutely not.
Okay.
No, I'm too close to it. Even like the closest of friends, even if you're doing a tarot spread, I know it by the book, but I read more intuitively. But it's like, you're going to color it because you know this person. You're going to, I will read friends and try to stay out of it. But no, I'd go inside to read myself. That's where I'll go into a meditation or even a spell working and to create what I want. Because again, the fate does exist, but I'm a big believer in free will and how we can create it. Not, will I get that job? It's like, I'm going to do everything I can to get that job or a better job or a different job, you know.
Okay. And can I ask you, how much do you charge for your consultation?
Yeah, you can. My rates are $327 for an hour session, which is what's recommended.
Yes.
I usually go long, doesn't cost you anything. But if need be, if somebody has money issues or whatever, it's $172 for a half hour, which seems sort of expensive when you see the $25 street corner. But I'm actually way under the going rate for somebody of my experience and caliber and been doing it the decades that I have. And again, you're never going to get upsold. I'm not going to tell you, give me another $3,000 to take a candle to the church. You know, it is what it is. But for people who can't, I work worldwide. I work by Skype, WhatsApp, Facebook, Video Messenger. But I also do a lot of free. I do a lot of donations right here in the Los Angeles area. Every couple of months, I do animal fundraisers where people could just donate $20 and it all goes to animal rescue. And they're getting a reading with me, you know, for the $20 donation to whatever. I do a lot on radio, like this, doing readings and things, on call-in things. So there's options. And that also is why I created my book, because these things that I see that I found myself telling people all the time, you need to breathe. You don't breathe. And you get chatty head, right? You get chatty head because you don't breathe. That's your air element. I decided I would put in a book so anybody could have it for $6.
Nice. And one more question before we go. Can you teach, like, having this sixth sense, let's call it, or like this medium size? Can you teach that? Can someone learn?
Yes.
Like from...
Anybody can learn. Again, it's like going to school to learn piano or ride a bicycle. I'm actually always taking classes too, because for me it's like going to the gym. It's like working out. Lots of exercises you could do. You could work with yourself to move energy. Lots of things, like sit with a candle and stare at it. Let your eyes glaze over. Then you could work to, okay, I'm going to just see if I could bring and grab. I can see what. And then to see your energy, then now I'm going to make the candle dance a little. See if you can make that flame dance with your mind, because you'd be surprised. flame left, flame right, or incense, waft to the left, and see the energy that we have with our intent and with our just focus of direction. That's a good way to do it. Play with cards. Just play your playing cards. Is it going to be black or is it going to be red? But the whole thing, it's reawakening what's in our head and just getting that chatty left brain, I can't do that, this real doesn't real, doesn't make sense, out of the way.
That's great. So thank you so much for being here today. We love having you as a guest. And can you please let our listeners know where they can find you?
Yes, please. They can find me at pattinegri.com, PattiNegri.com. I'm on all the social medias as me, Patti Negri, Patti Negri Psychic Medium on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. My book is available on Amazon, Old World Magic for the Modern World, Tips, Tricks, and Techniques to Empower and Create a Life You Love. It's a super simple read. I took more time unwriting it than writing it because I wanted, when I started, you know, 30 whatever years ago, I'd buy these big beautiful books, but I wouldn't read them. I'd buy a simple book and I'd read it. So this is just little tricks everybody could do to make your life better.
Oh, thank
that
you
is
so
awesome.
Much.
I'll definitely check it out.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much. And to all our listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. This is the Find Sisterhood podcast, Unspoken Truths. And for those of you who haven't already, you can download the Find Sisterhood app for free in the App Store and Google Play Store all over the world. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and give us a rating. Have a great day. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Patti.